Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Gunplay was released from jail in connection to a robbery at a tax business. He was released on a $150,000 bond and is on house arrest. He faces charges of second-degree aggravated assault with a firearm and armed robbery and could face a life sentence if found guilty on both charges. A lawsuit against Diddy over the use of the name Impress has been dismissed. Impress Hair Products originally filed suit in January claiming that representatives from Sean John approached them to clear the trademark for a proposed Impress line of perfume Diddy intended to launch. They, however, refused to grant Sean John the right. According to the suit, Diddy went ahead and used the name anyway. Speaking of lawsuits, publishers of Ray Charles' Georgia On My Mind won a lawsuit against Live Universe for posting the lyrics of the song online. Live Universe must pay $6.6 million to Warner Chappell Music, Pure Music, and Bug Music for copyright infringement. A judge awarded them $12,500 for each of the 528 song lyrics Live Universe infringed upon. Will Smith's L.A. home was swept by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department in preparation for the $2,500 ahead lunch for Michelle Obama that he and actor Selma Hayek will be hosting this Thursday. Several units from the Emergency Operation Bureau showed up to sweep the grounds both inside and out. During the luncheon, if patrons want to take the picture with the First Lady, the price goes up to $10,000. Michael Winans, member of gospel music family The Winans, is looking at 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to an $8 million Ponzi scheme. He was charged last month for misleading over 1,000 victims to invest in fake crude oil bonds. Meanwhile, he told investors that his family was also involved. Michael awaits sentencing scheduled for February 27. Questlove of The Roots will be adding Professor to his resume. He will teach a classic albums course at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts this spring. The two-credit course will focus on music lyrics production and business aspects of albums that are considered classics, and will also look at why such albums stand the test of time. Rapper Lil Wayne has announced the publication of his first memoir, Gone to November, set to be released on November 28th. The book is based on diary entries written during his 8-month bid at Rikers Island in 2010.